friends. Away we go. It is a John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, welcome. Thanks for checking it out. It is me, Dave, and all the best moments from today's show. Yes, indeed. I would never forget to bring those along with me. Today, we talked about a Saudi Arabian movie theater that just opened up. A man who swallowed a lighter for 20 years, Record Store Day, which is approaching this weekend, and a vinyl genius. We then hit the phones to ask, did it happen on a plane? There's been some craziness in the once friendly skies in the past week, and we made people guess if these things happened or not. Plus, comedian Don Jameson made his show debut this morning and told a pretty cool story about hanging with Aerosmith and an A-list Hollywood celebrity. So have a listen, why don't you? Here we go. Let's do it. It is the Daily Podcast.
And it'll be perfect weather for the Locals Only Beer Fest. That's happening on Saturday. We're all, the three of us, are going to be down there starting right in the beginning at 1 o'clock. So come on down there and join us. I think I've put together a real good music mix.
Did you?
All right. Yeah. You
is
know,
it funky again?
It's funky again. Good. Yeah, it's funky again.
How's your mix, Dave?
My mix is pretty much like my concert ticket giveaways on the weekend.
All right. Mine too.
Well, you know, they don't do them for the showlets. They just do them for the full-time weekend.
Hey, I got 4 hours here.
I thought I was...
My show's longer than this one.
Last time I checked, Dave and I are full-time employees here on the morning show.
Making that morning money.
Okay, well, and you know what? If you want, put together an hour worth of music.
I'm
sure it gets played.
We'll just drink beer. Way too much work.
25 beers to get to.
What did we play yesterday? All right, I got my hour.
The John DiBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
There was a good night last night in Saudi Arabia, not something that I normally get to. But in Saudi Arabia last night, they opened up their first public movie theater in 35 years.
Oh, right, cool. That's a good night.
Right, you know, they had a strict schedule they had to follow. Socializing and networking, followed by prayer, followed by a ribbon cutting, an inaugurational ceremony, and then they watched a movie.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
What's that? No. Actually, Black Panther.
Oh, wow.
They watched Black Panther. Right?
Very modern.
Yeah. Very, very much so. Mm. And then they'll move on to their regular programming. We could call the theater, right? We could do international calling in here, right?
Time zone difference.
We could call the theater and see what's playing, because I think it's a triplex, to tell you the truth.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's probably prime time over there right now. Think about it.
Thank you for calling the Saudi Arabian Triplex Theater, the only movie theater in Saudi Arabia that is now open and allows men and women to watch movies at our theater. We are proud to be at the forefront of progress for women. For a list of showtimes, press 1. In Theater 1, watch footage of a woman trying to drive a car because she is now allowed to drive a car. Watch out, folks. This could get dangerous. In Theater 2, watch what happens when a woman fails to get permission from her husband to go to the hospital. This is a serious crime, and things are about to get very dramatic. And finally, in Theater 3, the laugh riot of the year. A woman actually voicing her opinion while in the presence of a man. What will they think of next? Thank you for calling the Saudi Arabia Arabian Threeplex Theater. Enjoy the show or suffer the consequences.
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9.
I still can't get over, Bon Scott yesterday
doing
This Old Man.
That was bizarre.
That was the most bizarre clip. Did you hear any of that yesterday, Cindy?
I think I missed that one.
All right, hang on. We did this thing, and it's something we've done in the past, which is
Ghosts
of Music Past, right? Bands that, that rock stars were in prior to becoming, famous rock stars.
Mm-hmm.
And we always charge Dave with it because, Steve and I know where all this stuff is, and Dave is usually not in the room when we're putting it together. So him and a listener have to figure out, right, who these people are, right? And this is Bon Scott of AC/DC. Now, let me hear this.
This old man, he played one. Like where you had just begun. With a knick-knack, paddywhack. Give a dog a bone. This old man came rolling home.
Yeah, Yes, he was a teen pop star, at least attempting to be, in his band The Valentines. Right?
It sounds like The Wiggles.
It does. It's closer to Wiggles than it is AC/DC.
It's what drove him to drinking.
Sure. The John DeBella Podcast.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
102.9.
Joe Mouthboy. Zip it.
MGK.
Something we're going to get to tomorrow. This coming Saturday is Record Store Day. And we put up on our Facebook page is that we're going to play a whole bunch of vinyl tomorrow. Right? And is there a record you would like to hear us play? So if there is, right, go to our Facebook page, the JDB Show Facebook page, right, and put in the band and the song that you want to hear. And we'll try to get to as many of them tomorrow as we possibly can. Although there is one student, it doesn't say where this happened, right? But a guy by the name of Eric Sauerhacker. That's okay. It. All right. Isn't it? He's a physics teacher. Isn't it the perfect name for a physics teacher?
Yeah.
Anyway, Eric Sauerhacker, right? He is a stickler about calculators not being used during tests, so much so that he passed a no smartphone rule for his students. And one of the more impressive thinkers in his class, did something to deter that rule, sort of dodge that rule, right? Yeah. Because he's used to, whenever he's taking a test, he likes to have headphones on and listen to music, right? So the teacher says, no, you can't bring in a smartphone. You know, none of that could happen. So he brought in a turntable.
That's beautiful.
Wow.
Brought in a turntable and headphones, and the teacher was like, all right, I can't beat him there. He's like, he's fine with that.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
So, Sin, remember last week I was talking about how shocked I am and how often it happens, these women, you know, find out that they're pregnant when they're giving birth.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Here's another one of those stories. Other side of the coin, though. This involves a 40-year-old Chinese guy who recently went to the hospital with intense stomach pains, right? Too much for him to bear, right? The doctors soon discovered that he had accidentally swallowed a lighter.
What?
20 years ago.
Oh, I was waiting for a lighter what?
Oh, right. A lighter.
Oh, God.
All right. 20 years ago. So he was 20 years old when this. It's not like he was a little kid who didn't notice. Right. At 20 years old, he swallowed a lighter. I'm dying to know how that came
about.
Was
he farting fire for 20 years?
Dun, 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 dun. Right? You know? So the man's now recovering it's gross from that point on.
Yeah, we'll need the detail.
Yeah, yeah, it's just like I want to be a dragon when I grow up. Maybe I'll eat this lighter.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
So last week, especially what happened Tuesday, which was just terrible with the Southwest flight, that woman dying from it. And I can only imagine what it was like for all those people on the plane, too.
Oh, my God, 25 minutes of terror.
Right, yeah. Yeah, you know. But this has been – that capped off a week of really strange airline stories. You know, some of them are decisions made by the airline. Some of them are things that actually happen on planes. So that's why we put together
– All right, folks, get ready for our new game. Did it happen on an airplane last week?
That's it. Did it happen on an airplane last week? They're basically true or false questions, yes or no's. And we will start out this morning with Harry. Good morning, Harry. How you doing?
Good morning, John. Booyakasha.
Booyakasha. All right, now, Harry, we're going to give you three questions. You got to get two out of three right. And if you do, we will give you $20 in Dunkin' Donut gift cards, okay?
Very good.
All right, Steve, give Harry his first question.
All right, Harry. All hell broke loose on an airplane when a passenger started yelling, Bomba, Bomba. Yes, it happened, or no, it did not happen?
No, it did not happen.
No, it did not happen? Oh, yes, it did. All right. Now you got to get the next two right in order to get those gift cards.
All right.
All right, Harry. Hundreds were stranded in Mexico after an airline abruptly canceled all flights.
That is true. It was Sun Country Air.
Wow. Well, look at that.
Nice recovery.
You know, it's okay.
All right. Get this one right and you win. A parrot on board a flight starts yelling out, prepare for landing, prepare for landing.
Rock, prepare for landing.
Did it happen or not?
I gotta say no.
Nice.
All right,
very good.
Good job. All right. Well done.
You got yourself a set of different guest cards. Let's get over to, that should be Bill. Hiya, Bill.
Hey, John, Booyakasha.
Booyakasha. All right, so you understand what you got to do here, right?
I do, sir.
Okay, 2 out of 3, and that ain't bad. What do you got for him, Dave?
All right. Air France begins flights specifically catered to millennials and features craft beers.
All right. Is that happened? Did that happen last week or not?
I say true.
You say true?
Oh, yeah.
That is correct. Very that nice. Is actually happening.
All right. A pilot forgot his uniform at his hotel and wore a T-shirt and jean shorts while flying the plane.
I'll say false.
You'll say false?
Nice.
You are correct. Very good. You already got your prize. Oh, you got your 2 out of 2. You got the gift cards. Classic Rock. 102.9 MGK. One of the other stories that came out from things that happened on airlines last week, an airline started experimenting with seats that you have to stand up in during the flight.
What?
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine taking that to Europe? Yeah, thank you.
How do they work?
Well, I guess you stand up in them and you lay back. I don't know.
It's for people that have standing
desks.
You
can't be bringing a story like this and not have details for us.
I'm sorry. That's all I had.
It's like spaceship,
right?
Style,
exactly.
You know,
yeah,
every
yeah,
movie
yeah.
has people yeah. standing in their little pods,
right. Or it's like that guy with the back thing, that tilto back thing. Where
oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah, hang upside down.
Upside down, fix your back.
You'll live 10 years more.
Actually, my best friend has one of them.
Does he?
He uses it like every other day.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Liar!
Whoa.
102.9 MGK.
You could use some of that money to go see our guest this coming Sunday night. He will be at Helium Comedy Club the Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Tickets are always available through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. You know him from that metal show on VH1. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now, Don Jameson is here. Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, John. This is an honor, man.
Really?
Been listening to you since I'm a kid, bro.
Really?
Yeah, man. This is amazing. You still have the mustache.
Yeah. And you got Neil Young's sideburns.
They're on loan, yes.
That's a good call.
He's a good man for lending these to me. You know, but it's become a look for you, right?
Well,
with the mustache.
I haven't seen this lip since 1968.
Okay. And I haven't seen the two sides of my face since 2009. But it becomes a look because then people know you from that, and then then you can't shave.
It's my tribute to my Italian mother.
So I just bought an El Camino to go along with the sideburns.
Dude, I'm an El Camino guy.
Of course you are.
I'm an El Camino guy.
Look at us. We're going cruising after the show, me and you. I'm telling you. We're going to pick up some 60-year-olds. we'll blast Kiss in the car, which, by the way, should have banned. I love Kiss, but should have banned at that age be singing songs like Christine 16 at this point in their career.
No, it's wrong.
They should be writing about women their own age, like Mildred 73.
Do you have a favorite Kiss? Right? Do you? I mean, is there a Kiss group? That
the
was
original,
your
the original Kiss. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because look, I've liked all the eras pretty much of them. Mm-hmm. And like I was saying to you off the air, it's like you're still the new guy here at MGK, right? Even though you've been here 16 years.
Right.
And even though the new guys in Kiss have been in way longer than Peter and Ace, they're still
the new guys.
They'll always be the new guys. Yeah. So,
do you have a favorite Kiss item that Gene could sell you?
that he could sell? Even if I mention it, I think he collects a residual on that, so I'm not sure. But when I was a kid, I had Kiss Kiss Destroyer was my first album,
uh-huh.
and I put all the posters up in my room, and I even had the Kiss cards around the molding. And then, then my parents said no when I started putting the posters on the ceiling. Yeah, especially Paul with his shirt off. It started to get a little weirdly sexual for a 13-year-old kid. So I put an end to all that.
How long did you do that metal show? And that, folks, if you don't know the show, that is what it was called. That metal show.
Right.
All right. How long did you guys do?
Because they were very clever, these
Eastman
Classic.
Yeah, they worked on hard.
We were on VH1 Classic. A lot of people say, oh, Don, you were on VH1. No.
Yeah.
If you found regular VH1, you went 150 channels past that. And that was where we were on VH1 Classic. Myself, Eddie Trunk, and Jim Florentine interviewing, all our hard rock and heavy metal idols from our childhood. And we were on 14 seasons.
Wow.
you know, for any show is pretty good,
yeah.
right? I mean,
yeah.
And I know shows do come to an end eventually, but right. the thing that pissed me off, Larry King is still on TV. And he passed away 25 years ago. But you don't put us, you know, three nice Jersey boys. Why can't we stay on TV for a while?
Because you didn't say Secaucus, you're on the air.
No, because we, you know, we didn't have a basketball wife. Right. We weren't celebrities in rehab.
No, no pregnant teens.
No. Although I'm shooting for both of those, a pregnant teen and an alcohol problem.
Did you, I mean, when you guys did this show, did you search out, I mean, obviously you're all metal fans,
yeah.
right? And, you know, was there a holy grail of rock star that you guys tried to get to, right? Or that, you know, that we got to meet him, you know, who could that be?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I think one of my favorites, obviously, you know, is Aerosmith is one of my favorite bands ever. I mean, I think we could all agree, one of the greatest American rock bands, if not the greatest ever.
Sure.
So... we had a couple of the guys on the show. We had Joe Perry on, and mm-hmm. we had Joey Kramer on, and, you know, always just great guys. So they were cool enough to invite us to a party they were having. We used to film the show in Los Angeles for a while, and they were doing a show at the Hollywood Bowl, and they were cool enough to invite us to a party they were having at a place called the Pink Taco on Sunset Boulevard.
For sure, I know it. Yeah.
Yeah, because you're, you know, big Hollywood type. You roll up in your El Camino.
That's it.
And with your spinning rims, of course.
Of course. And by the way, it's low.
Oh, yeah. It has to be low.
It's low.
Yeah, you can't jack those up. That's... That's way too 80s, but it was cool. So we go down there, and it's packed, you know, celebrities, supermodels, all the guys from Aerosmith are there.
Right.
And you think that'd be enough for three slobs from New Jersey to hang out with the greatest American rock band ever. But no, because there's an even bigger celebrity at this party, even bigger than Aerosmith, A-list celebrity. And you know who I'm talking about, Screech from Saved by the Bell.
Yep.
And I love him and his porn. And hanging out in the side room talking to some friends is none other than Johnny Depp.
You know what's wild? People talk about him as I haven't seen the Hollywood Vampires yet, but they talk about him as a player, and supposedly he's an incredible player.
Well, they say he gives Joe Perry guitar lessons.
Get out!
Which is crazy, yeah. So he is the real deal.
Uh-huh.
And the minute me and my two co-hosts, Eddie and Jim, see him standing there, of course, we turn into a trio of sorority girls trying to get backstage at an Ariana Grande concert. I'm like, we gotta meet Johnny Depp. If I got any more girly, I would have texted my gynecologist using all emojis. But the only thing I could think of to try to meet him after like six Miller Lights or so, because he had a bodyguard,
right?
You know, blocking the room, and not just any bodyguard. Like, this guy's neck was so thick, if he swallowed a corn on the cob sideways, nobody would have noticed that kind of thick neck.
Okay.
So I figured if we all like stood together against the wall and like slowly inched our way over, like little like crabs on the beach, that somehow the Three Stooges of metal are going to get past the mountain from the Game of Thrones. It took us, you know, we were maybe 20 feet from him. In reality, it took us about 45 minutes to get all the way over there. Not once did the guy look over, but the minute we got to the door, three steps away, I'm like, guys, we're going to meet Johnny Depp. We got right to the foot of the door, and the bodyguard just looks down at us, and he goes, nope. He saw us coming the entire time, but he waited until we got right there to squash us like the heavy metal bugs that we are. So now we're pissed. We're not, you know, Aerosmith has now left the party. You know, we're not meeting Johnny Depp. But about a minute later, there's all this activity. Now Johnny starts coming out of the room. We're like, oh my God. Now the, you know, bodyguard goes into action. He's like in attack mode, like Donald Trump on Twitter, right? And he's knocking people out of the way. And a minute later, we're face to face with Edward Scissorhands. So we're like, Johnny, can we get a picture with you? He goes, yeah, no problem. And, you know, he knew the show. You know, we started talking because he's friends with Manson, and Marilyn Manson had done
right.
the show.
Right.
And he was really nice. But now the bodyguard sees us talking to him. He gets pissed. He starts charging at us 100 miles an hour, and he gets about 2 feet away, and Johnny puts his hand up in his face and goes, nope.
That's awesome. It's never the celebrity. It's always his people.
Yeah. And we took a picture with him, and I think I sent it over to you guys.
Okay.
And it's, I mean, I showed my mother the picture,
right.
And it's like three sweaty guys in a nightclub with the most perfect human ever. My parents actually said, where'd you go to the wax, you know, to Madame Tussauds wax museum to take that picture? Because there's not a bead of sweat on him. His hat and his makeup are perfect. You know, he's got 55 scarves, 95 five necklaces. He had a dead snake as a headband or something. I don't know. But that was probably one of the coolest things that ever happened. Yeah.
Well, Don Jameson is going to be at Helium this coming Sunday. I can only imagine what the hell happens to you when you're at Brewer.
Well, yeah, because he can do every character for every story that I talk about. So you talk about AC/DC, he does Brian Johnson, and he can do the whole accent and stuff. And it gets a little too much Monster Energy drink in the morning with him, but he's brilliant. Yeah.
No, we love him. Well, Don Jameson will be at Helium Comedy Club this coming Sunday at 7 o'clock. Tickets are available at heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Do you have a gig tomorrow night?
What's today? This is early for a comedian.
Yeah, this is Thursday. The only reason why is Joe Perry's at the Borgata.
Oh, that's right.
So we can get you in if you wanted to get in.
I got a gig though. Jersey. Yeah.
Well, I'm happy to hear you're working though.
Yeah. And Helium's already sold out after that, so we don't have to worry about Sunday anymore.
Okay, fine.
But thank you. I appreciate the offer. Yeah.
That's quite all right, you know, because I knew that you probably had work.
Johnny invited me. So
the John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.